Congratulations. What a big win for your team. Second straight game you guys have gotten off to a good start, and it was a really good start tonight with a 10-2 starting spree here tonight.
Thank you. I just told them, I said, you are due for a win. I said, we've been in close games. We know what it's like to be in close games. So now let's go get the win. And I said, get on the attack because tonight could be the night.
You know, we kind of talked about this before our pregame interview today, and I told you, you know, I've got a good feeling that, you know, tonight's the night we're going to win. And you said you guys had a rough practice yesterday, and sometimes that usually means a nice day for you guys, and it turned out to be that.
I know. I hate to say it, but I'm a little superstitious, and that's the only way I went home with a smile on my face. I thought, well, if history repeats itself with my last teams, we'll probably play great tomorrow. So I don't want to have practices like that all the time, but it did. It worked out.
Great ball movement tonight. Great balanced scoring. Some big shots from Caitlin Roberts, from Bailey Lotta, Nicole Lotta. They were big in those last three quarters. Kiana Yeager got you guys really started going on the offensive end as well.
Yeah, I mean, Caitlin and Bailey, they were due. They are good shooters for us, and I just keep trying to give them confidence. And I said, take it in, you know, get to the free throw line. We've got, and then they'll kick it back out to you. But if we just stand around and pass it around the perimeter, we can't get any rhythm. And it was working tonight.
You come into tonight's game, 12 threes through the first six games. You guys hit six tonight. What seemed to be the difference, especially for Bailey and Caitlin, who hit all your threes there tonight?
I think they're starting to understand, because I told them, I said, I can't put the ball in the hole for you. I can do everything else. But I said, you have got to step up with confidence and make some shots. And I think after a while, I mean, what do you have to lose? I said, we have no pressure, so put the ball up. We'll get the rebound, and they did it.
It was, you guys were fighting some adversity, even though you had the lead and maintained it throughout as well. Foul trouble was big for you guys, and you still maintained the lead. You built on it. Holcomb made the runs, but couldn't ever get any closer than 10 in that fourth quarter.
You know, we practiced these scenarios, and we knew what we were doing.
Well, Friday night you go to Ulysses. They dropped a tough one tonight to Hugoton, and I guess when you talk about Ulysses, they're a team that's going to be 1-8 going into that game, and what's kind of the mindset as you go through the next 2 days of practice?
Same thing. You know, I feel like right now in our league, it's anyone's game, and we constantly need to be the aggressor. I don't want to wait and see what the other team does. I want to take it to them from the very beginning.
All right. Once again, Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here. Wrapping up the girls' game, Lady Beavers winning it tonight, 49-36. Coach, thank you for the time once again tonight. Congratulations. A 13-game losing streak to Holcomb is history. A 12-game league losing streak is history as well. And enjoy it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.